Luke chapter 15, reading from verses 11 to 24. Jesus continued, "There was a man who had two sons. The younger one said to his father, 'Father, give me my share of the estate.' So he divided his property between them. Not long after that, the younger son got together all he had, set off for a distant country, and there squandered his wealth in wild living. After he had spent everything, there was a severe famine in that whole country, and he began to be in need. So he went and hired himself out to a citizen of that country, who sent him to his fields to feed pigs. He longed to fill his stomach with the pods that the pigs were eating, but no one gave him anything. When he came to his senses, he said, 'How many of my father's hired servants have food to spare? And here I am starving to death. I will set out and go back to my father and say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your hired servants.' So he got up and went to his father. But while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and was filled with compassion for him. He ran to his son, threw his arms round him, and kissed him. The son said to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son.' But the father said to his servants, 'Quick, bring the best robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. Bring the fattened calf and kill it. Let's have a feast and celebrate. For this son of mine was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found.' So they began to celebrate."
Well, again, a very warm welcome to Spicer Street. And it's great to have you with us here listening in on Christmas Eve. Well, back in 1988, the Middlesbrough-born singer-songwriter Chris Rea released the song "I'm Driving Home for Christmas." It was not massively popular that year, didn't sell particularly well, but since 2007, it has made its way into the charts pretty much every year. I checked on Spotify and it has well over 200 million listens. And it was also voted the 12th most popular Christmas song in an ITV poll. It is a pleasant enough song. But I suspect it's popular because it captures a very deep longing of the human heart. The desire to go home. And of course, that desire to go home is particularly strong at Christmas. In fact, it was a song that he wrote one Christmas back in the 1970s as he battled through traffic in London, making his way out towards the motorway to head home to the northeast. The poetry is not particularly strong, but I think the sentiment is powerful. "I'm driving home for Christmas. Oh, I can't wait to see those faces. I'm driving home for Christmas, yeah. It's going to take some time, but I'll get there. Top to toe in tailbacks. Oh, I'll get red lights all around. I've got red lights all around, but soon there'll be a freeway. And I'll get my feet on holy ground. Driving home for Christmas with 1,000 memories." It connects because so many of us feel that deep longing for home. What is it about home? Well, actually, the song captures some of the ideas. "I can't wait to see those faces." Back in the 1970s and 80s, of course, if you went away to university or if you left home and worked a long way away, well, you just didn't see home. You didn't see the faces. There was no Zoom. There was no Skype. You went home to see the faces and to be in someone's presence. It's a home is a place of memories. For many of us, be many happy memories, although I'm sure some sad ones as well. And he describes that home as holy ground. Home at its best, of course, is a place of feasting, of food, a place of giving and receiving. Home is a place of acceptance, where if we've had a bad year, we will find sympathy. Home is a place where we've had a good year, we will have those who will rejoice with us. And that's why, of course, why so many people were so thrown by the announcement on Saturday, man, Mr. Johnson. It felt like such a blow. Many people will not be able to go home for Christmas, or to be a home for Christmas. We long for happy home. We long to be in a happy home. And it's a good longing. But I hope this difficult Christmas will give us space to reflect on another potential homecoming. And as we think about that other homecoming, I have a simple and important question for you. If you haven't done so already, would you like to come home this Christmas? I mean, really come home. Not just come home to the biological or to the adopted family. Not just come home to friends. Not come home to St. Albans or wherever. Come home to our true home. Would you like to come home this Christmas? Well, that final Bible reading was taken from Luke 15. It's not a traditional Christmas reading, but it is very deeply connected to the birth and life and death and resurrection of the Lord Jesus. Jesus, in this story, teaches the story of the prodigal son. The father in the story has two sons, and the younger one wants out. He wants his inheritance now, so that he can go far away from home and live how he likes. He wants to run away with his money and pursue a life of pleasure. The father does not resist him, and he lets him go, and he gives him the money. Well, the son heads off, squanders all the money on wild, reckless, loose living. Tens of thousands of pounds spent on parties, gambling, overpriced cars, bad investments, and he loses the lot. There is the economic downturn. There's the famine. All his friends have disappeared, and he tries to get a basic manual job, and he ends up feeding pigs. Is that badly paid? He'd wish he could eat what the pigs were eating. And at a very low point in his life, far away from home, in his hunger and his humiliation, he comes to his senses, recognizes that he has been a fool, and remembers that at home, his father's servants were treated well. And he resolves to go back home. I'm going back to my father. I'm going to acknowledge that I have done wrong before him and before God. I've sinned against you and against heaven. I recognize that I can't possibly be accepted back as your son, but could I please come back as a hired servant? Maybe I can work in the fields. Maybe I can work with the other laborers and just get a basic wage. I would be so grateful just for that. Well, what sort of reception do you think he will receive? Anger? You know, get out of here. You've taken the money, we're finished, we've cut you off forever. No. It looks like the father has been looking out for him over the months and the years. And while he is still a long way off, the father sees him coming. He runs out to him, greets him, kisses him, welcomes him home. And he's given robes, he's given dignity. And there is a feast. A celebration. The father sees this as coming from death to life. How can he not but celebrate? He's got his son back. The father was delighted to receive back the son who had turned from his wrong ways and come home. What is Jesus teaching here? Well, two things, I think. The first is that God is delighted to welcome back any who turn from their wrong ways and come back to Him. Come to Jesus. For those who have sins, for those who have rebelled against God, for those who have made a mess of their lives, God will have us back. No matter how far you have wandered, no matter how bad you have been, God wants you to come home. No matter how much time you've wasted, God wants you to come home, and He will be delighted to receive you. In fact, there'll be a celebration in heaven as you arrive back. Do you want to come home this Christmas? Do you want to come home to God? To come truly home? Because you were created. That is who you were created for. We were created for friendship with Him. In that sense, He is our true home. And as you come back to God in Christ, we will find that relationship for which we are created. We will find peace in Jesus Christ. We will find a home in God now. And then when Jesus Christ returns in glory, that will be our permanent, happy home without any death, without any mourning. We will be happy in God and home forever. All of those things that make home so wonderful, the feasting, the relationship, the seeing of faces, multiply that a million times to get a taste of that home that we will have in God in the new heavens and the new earth. Do you want to come home for Christmas? Now you might be going on, you know, hang on a minute, I need to find out more. Is this really true? I'm not sure about God. I'm not sure about Jesus. It sounds great. Well, please do find out more. We want to do a course in the new year, exploring Christianity, looking at Christianity. We'd be happy, Phil or I would be happy to chat on Zoom with you. Read one of the Gospels. Please find out more. You may be going, as you've listened in, I'm not sure that I'm that bad. I'm not sure that I need forgiveness. I'm basically a good person. I'm not like this son. I'd encourage you to read God's Word. Read Luke's Gospel. And have a look at yourself in the light of God's Word, and you'll very quickly see you may not have lived like Him, yet we have all sinned. We've all wandered from God. Maybe you're saying, well, actually, I'm just happy hanging out for next Christmas. I'm happy with my home in this life and with my family. I'd love to chat further, but I just want to suggest, are you open to the possibility that you may be making a massive miscalculation? There may truly be a God, and we were created for something else, and it's not right to push Him away. But maybe this evening, you know you have messed up. You know you have sinned. You feel that sense of being a long way from home, a long way from God's. Why not come home tonight? Go to Jesus and say, I have sinned. I have sinned against you. Please forgive me. And by your Spirit, enable me to live a new life. Give me a heart that loves you and knows you. Jesus, take me home. And Jesus will be delighted to receive you. And heaven will rejoice. And you can be accepted back because of the death of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because He came into this world to die for sinners like you and me, so that we could be forgiven and come home. Why not come home this Christmas? Well, the second lesson, and this is going to be very quick, I promise you, is for those who have already come home. You need to read on. We need to read on. You see, when the older brother comes back and hears the joy, he can't stand it. Why not? He just can't cope with the mercy that has been shown by the Father to the Son. You can wrestle with what's in his head, why he's got it so wrong, why he can't stand seeing his brother who has been so wicked receiving all these good things, while he who has been good, he thinks, hasn't been given very much. What is in his head? But whatever it is, he doesn't like this son being shown mercy, being brought back into the family. And it's there to teach those who have been brought home that Jesus is in the business of bringing others home. All sorts of people, all sorts of us have sinned terribly. And God's program, Jesus' program, is to reach out to the lost. And heaven celebrates when they're won, when they come back. That is the Master's business. And that is to be our business as well. So if you've already come home, let's pray that we'll be used by God to reach many with the great news of the God who welcomes home in Jesus Christ all who turn to him in repentance and faith. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for the gift of Jesus Christ. We thank you for him coming into the world to save sinners. We thank you that his mission was to win sinful men and women back to you through his death and resurrection. Thank you that you call us back to you. You call us home. And that you take us in and welcome us when we come in repentance and faith in Christ. Fill our hearts with joy. Give us a fresh desire to make Jesus known. And if you have not come home yet, accept us back, we pray. And we pray these things in Christ's name. Amen. Well, our final carol this evening is Hark the Herald Angels Sing, picking up on many of these wonderful themes of the good news of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you. great to have you with us, and I hope that despite all the restrictions, you have a very happy Christmas. Thank you.